Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Here I'm in Bolney, this village in Sussex. It's a village of only about 1,400 people. It's in between London and Brighton, rather closer to Brighton than Londinium. And what else can I say? So, yeah, certainly been around here some form since the 11th century AD. So not much, many buildings more than two stories high, very residential. There's a wonderful pub with rooms to stay in called the Eight Bells, because the Eight Bells of the nearby church of St Mary Magdalene, some of which is 12th century. And one thing that struck me is this bus shelter here. This has got to be the most characterful bus shelter in the world. Look at that. Not dull, it's more like a lich gate. Not one of those things with that sort of that prefabricated plastic roof or whatever. You see the daffodils are out and you can hear the birdsong is plentiful on this slightly plashy day. There are lots of mini greens up and down here, so we're not far from some hills. So a lot of green space, mostly red brick, early 20th century housing. Okay, how about this for a bus shelter? A bit different, the woodwork. Now, there is a slight design flaw. There's a big gap in the roof. Do you see there? So just stand either side of that, not directly under that, unless you want an impromptu shower. Okay, so just see a tiny bit more about here. So I don't know, it's a very white British village, which is a neutral statement. I'm not saying that's good or bad. There we go. All right, so look, the carpenter and joiner there. Joiner, not a word one hears very often. There's some people who fix things. Does that have to be particularly woodwork that they repair? Some people walking their curs. So it's an Anglican church. As a primary school, Mims Davies is the Member of Parliament for this division of Mid Sussex. Although sometimes they classify it as East Sussex, so the postal downtown is Haywards Heath. So in one of the United Kingdom's most prosperous counties. All right, and anything else notable about it? Yeah, Bolney meaning marshy area and Anglo-Saxon. Okay, so, oh, I'm not sure where the wetlands are. The street house, look at that. So it's all in good repair. I didn't see any derelict buildings. And look at that garage. What is it, garden shed? Methinks not an outhouse. Not a lot of traffic, as you can see. And this is the Eight Bells, and the bells of the church ring all night. We're beginning to, oh no, eight, but this is a cottage actually, sorry. I always thought cottage to be one story only. The Eight Bells is a little bit further up. We're near an A road. Now, free house, this pub, as in it's not tied to a brewery. They can buy their drinks wherever, because most pubs are tied to a brewery. They can only buy their drinks from one, whoever it is, one brewery. But they get them cheaper, they get their things done up for them. It's very, very difficult to succeed financially. It's a free house. Good continental breakfast. Okay, there's the notice board. There's the beer garden. And then you see their emblem, the Eight Bells, because that's their name. So Eight Bells in the nearby church. See what I'm talking about? And we're just seeing over here, behind me, Forge Cottage, as where a blacksmith would have lived. They've got quite a large car park for the Eight Bells. Open from 11:30. Well, anyway, can I get in here? Yes, I can. Show you by the beer garden. So substantial. And I always think when they've got tables outside, shouldn't they have umbrellas over all of them in case it's rainy, or more unusually in this country, sunny. Right. So not too chilly. I'm someone who really feels the cold. I'm very susceptible to throat infections, but I haven't had to put my scarf around my Achilles heel this morning. Look at that, looks like a shiner. No, it's just some staphylococcus in my eye, no doubt. Okay, now this one by a lich gate. Yeah, here, so if you're early from church to shelter from the rain. Ooh, and it's all in Latin. Okay. And for the dear parents, parents and sisters of the loved Henry Keith and August, Ludwig, Sophia, okay? I don't get a hoot, H-E-T-H. This gate of love and duty was caused to be, I don't know, made for their son in the year of grace, 1905, AMDG, ad meum Dei of Gloria. Okay, to the greater glory of God, which is usually a Catholic thing, particularly Jesuitical. And I'm thinking, so he died prematurely, that young man. And look at the moss-grown tombs, lichen on most of them. They eventually become illegible. Okay, and they're somewhat leaning. So they're, can you say, in a ruinous state? Would be good if people clean them up. I want a pyramid myself. So Commonwealth war graves, obviously wouldn't be fighting here, but they maybe died of wounds, having been evacuated from France in the First World War or something. And here is the church that I'm talking about. There we are. I doubt it'll be open this summer day. So you've got an idea what it is like. And I can hear the busy road behind the trees yonder. So, would have been the focal point of the community. I wonder how people come here now. So, have we seen enough of it? Because otherwise it's just houses, almost no public building. Oh, it looks like they've got a cricket club, cricket pavilion. Then they've got a bowling green as well. So a sense of community, a few activities. So, that would have been big enough to accommodate everybody in the village. I doubt all 1,400 people go there now. But obviously very rich, but a little bit original, has to be renovated and extended, bits of it fall down and whatnot. Right, that's enough for me. Well, thank you. I hope you've enjoyed your virtual tour of Bolny. I was thinking as a word for marsh, it's not too different from the Russian, like bolota. And, well, it's obviously some similarity with the word bog. And I see the Union flag, is that over the school? Oh, that's a bit racialist, you can't display the British flag in Britain. is just hanging by a thread, not taking it down at night. It's almost shredded. Well, I suppose that's an apposite metaphor for what's happened to the United Kingdom in other ways. No raise the colours here, looks like. Okay, it's half term, so I don't have to worry about filming any children by accident. And over there, that must be the cricket ground with a pavilion. Right, thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.